Now listen and answer your questions.
Right, Merle. You wanted to see me to get some feedback on your proposal and outline for your presentation. I've had a good look through now and I've made a few notes about areas I feel you can improve. I must admit, when I first saw the topic you had chosen, I was a little worried.
Really?
Yes, well, it can be difficult to produce something fresh and interesting when you take on a topic like climate change. So much has already been written about it and, well, it's not exactly original. But I have to say, I like the way you've approached the subject matter.
Thank you. Yes, I know it's a subject that has probably been chosen many times before, and that's why I decided to take a slightly different angle. I decided to base the presentation on an analysis of extreme weather and natural disasters over the last few years. There seems to be plenty of information on the topic, and I'll be able to include lots of visual material, photographs, graphs, and so on.
Yes, I really like the idea, and you've produced a clear outline of the main points. Something I am a little concerned about, though, is the order you plan to use them in. I'm not sure it's entirely logical. I think that needs some rethinking.
Yes, I did wonder about that. Do you think the section on natural disasters should come later?
Yes, but that's not the only thing. Look, I've made some notes and suggested a possible order.
Yes, I see what you mean. I did wonder whether I needed to add a section about the recent flooding in parts of Europe.
Well, I think you should definitely mention it, but I'm not sure it needs its own section.
Mm-hmm.
What about including it in the introduction? In my opinion, the introduction is the weakest part. It needs much more substance.
Yes, I wasn't sure what to include.
Well, you need to grab your audience's attention at the start. And then you should include some background information on the topic and outline your main points.
And what's the best way of getting their attention?
Well, it could be a surprising or interesting fact, a picture or an anecdote.
Oh, I know. I found some fantastic pictures on the internet of the flooding. If I can find some statistics about it too, would that be a good way to start?
Absolutely. It will show the audience the relevance of your presentation and bring it right up to date. Remember to check the copyright and acknowledge your sources for any visual material you use.
Really? For pictures? I didn't realise I had to.
Yes, you should acknowledge all your sources in your bibliography and on your slides too.
Well, I've already started my bibliography.
Yes, I looked at that.
Is there a problem?
Not exactly. It's good to see you're taking a note of your sources, but there's so many of them. And I'm not sure about the validity of some of these internet sources.
How do you mean?
Well, take this graph you found about rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't you find a more reliable source? This is taken from someone's blog. You need to make sure all your information is from trusted sources, academic papers, scientific journals, that sort of thing.
Okay. And I need to cut the number of entries in my bibliography?
Only include the sources you actually use and refer to in your presentation. I would say no more than about 10 for this assignment.